Welcome to the AOI studio. I'm Jeff Mall, Executive Director with Visit Lincoln. Today, I'm really excited. I've got a lot of favorite attractions in Lincoln. They're all my favorite, but one that people talk about the most is the Lincoln Children's Zoo. So excited today to welcome Evan Killeen, the Chief Executive Officer of the Lincoln Children's Zoo. Evan, welcome to the studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
First time in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Air conditioned.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, we're going to get a chance to get to know Evan a little bit behind the scenes at the zoo, talk about zoo numbers, just a lot of great things. But Evan, you and I have known each other for a while. In fact, prior to the zoo, you and I had some communication back when you were at the Lincoln Children's Museum.
That's right.
So Evan, talk to us about your background, what brought you to the zoo, and how excited you are to be here.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be at the zoo. As you said, it's an amazing place. Second largest tourist attraction in the entire state of Nebraska. So fortunate to be there. Actually started off my career at the Strategic Air and Space Museum.
That's right. Yep.
So in education, I was the education director there, did space camps, flight camps. And at one point in time, the opportunity came to, I grew up in Lincoln. Mm-hmm. So the opportunity came to go to the Lincoln Children's Museum, and I made the switch. Was there for a number of years, did a campaign and did a renovation there. Mm-hmm. And then was fortunate enough to sit down, have some conversations with John Chapo, and made my way to the zoo.
We're happy you're there, by the way. Don Killeen's your father, too, as well, right?
He is.
So everybody knows Don Killeen if they were involved with the city at all at some point. Yeah. Your dad was in what role with the city?
Oh, I'm not going to get the title right, but right. It was essentially city county property manager.
That was a big lift.
Yeah.
Legitimately a big lift. Yeah. So tell Don hi if you see him anytime soon. And again, happy to have you here today. The thing that Lincoln knows the most about the Lincoln Children's Zoo is not so much about Evan Killeen, but the history of John Chapo. What was it like taking over for John Chapo, the wizard? Whatever role that he played at the zoo, I assume it was really good for you to learn from very early on, but what's it been like taking over for him?
Yeah, well, I was very fortunate. I got to work with John for probably 12 years before I stepped up into the CEO role. John was the CEO for 37 years.
37?
Yeah.
I thought he'd hit 40.
Nah, he was a little short.
Yeah.
Lincoln was so lucky to have him for all that time, though. When you think about the little zoo that he inherited back in 1986 to what it grew to be when he left, it is just staggering what a positive impact he made on the Lincoln community.
Started off as the Folsom Children's Zoo, correct? Or was it before that?
Folsom Children's Zoo and Botanic Gardens.
Sure. So, yeah. And a lot of kids that grew up in Lincoln remember the Stinky Zoo. There was a stinky part of one of those buildings.
That was the city zoo.
Okay.
So
okay.
And what is now the Secret Jungle.
Yeah.
That actually used to be a city-run zoo.
Oh, my gosh. I remember it as a kid.
Yeah.
Had no idea back then it was two separate organizations. But, John was amazing. John still is amazing. He's still around. We would see him.
Oh, he and I have coffee all the time. He is still very supportive of the zoo, very much part of the zoo.
Did you have any idea when you hopped over to the zoo as a career change that this was the role you were going to be in?
Actually, no. At the very beginning, I wasn't quite sure this is what I wanted to do.
Oh, my gosh.
And John and I sat down. We joke it took three cups of coffee. We had to sit down three different times. And, the more and more I talked to him, just his vision for where he saw the zoo going, I just knew this is someplace I wanted to be.
Yeah, it's a special place, that's for sure. Now a year-round zoo, lots of things happening there. Let's take visitors. If anybody's listening out there, anybody's going to watch this, is going to go, we've not been to the zoo yet. Take us through the zoo. Just give us a little bit of a snapshot on some of the things that people might get a chance to see and how you want them to interact when they're there.
Well, yeah, first off, if you haven't been to the zoo,
you should
go to the zoo. And you don't have to have kids. I know it's got children's in the name, but anyone can go to the zoo. We don't check you at the gate to see if you've got kids. And there's also a ton of different events that may fit you better. So a lot of people, especially the ones without kids, their first kind of introduction to the zoo is through our events like Brews at the Zoo, which is a 21 and older event, or Zoo Lights. But when you come to the zoo, just like any place else. You'll come to the front gates. Mm-hmm. You'll get some tickets. We do have a fancy new parking lot with parking lot signs that tell you.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So that way you know if you can pull into this parking lot, if there's spots or not, or if you have to park across
the
street.
It's like going to the airport where you know exactly how many stalls there are when you pull in and what lots are open.
Yep.
Great job, by the
way. So that makes it nice and easy. And then right away you're going to see our Red Panda exhibit. And our Red Panda exhibit is absolutely unique. You won't see anything like it in the entire United States. It's got a log, a kind of hollowed out log with some little windows that the red pandas actually walk over you. Now, John and I got the idea from that in a video we saw of a Japanese zoo. And we thought, oh, that would be pretty neat. But nobody else in the United States has that. And then you get a little bit further in and you'll see our giraffe exhibit. Now, our giraffe exhibit is absolutely gorgeous, and it holds one of the best giraffe feedings in the entire country. We have zoo CEOs from all over the United States come to the Lincoln Children's Zoo just to see our barn and our feeding opportunity. It's at level height, so mm-hmm. you get to feed the largest land animal in the world nose to nose. And our giraffes, they love to take a piece of lettuce from you. So if you come and if it's your first time, you have to feed a giraffe. It is an amazing experience. And that giraffe barn, when we built it, it was the third largest in the entire United States.
I remember those discussions.
So, and the nice thing about that is that means that the group that oversees giraffes to make sure that they don't go extinct, because we built such a nice place, they gave us some giraffes that are supposed to have babies. And right now, if you come, we've got a little 6 foot tall baby giraffe, little boy named Dan.
So. And my understanding is that you are doing some things with that zoo, with those giraffes that nobody else is doing as far as mating and breeding and all the things that go into that. And kudos to you and your entire staff. And I know those zookeepers aren't 8 to 5 people.
No.
Sometimes they are there an entire day or an entire week.
Well, not Dan, but the baby before Dan, we had to bottle feed. And so we fed that baby every couple of hours. Mm-hmm. For weeks on end. And so we had zookeepers coming in at midnight and 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. feeding that baby.
So. It is. It's just amazing. So, yeah, I know people are going to see tigers when they're there.
See tigers. We've got an indoor playground that if you do have kids, they can get up and climb in a playground 30 feet up with one sheet of glass separating you from spider monkeys. We've got a mill mm-hmm. on site. So you get
coffee.
So as parents, you get to enjoy a very nice coffee while the kids are playing. And then we've got that cheetah run, which there's only 4 other cheetah runs in the entire United States. Lincoln just maybe doesn't realize how amazing the zoo here is. If you think about that list of other cheetah runs, it's the San Diego Safari Park. It's the mm-hmm. Columbus Zoo, mm-hmm. giant Jack Hanna Zoo, Cincinnati Zoo, and then Busch Gardens in Tampa, Florida. And then on that list is
Lincoln, Nebraska. I love that. Yeah. I love that. It's one of my favorite things to do. You get past the giraffes. You get back down a little bit of a road there, and you can just sit down and watch the cheetahs. And you don't realize how quick they can get from point A to point B. They like to run. We know that. Yeah. It's just amazing. So kudos to you. And people traverse through the zoo. They'll walk by the train station area there. Yeah. There's a lot of other great things going on.
And then they
go
into our historic site, which, as I said, used to be a botanic mm-hmm. garden. So it's got tons of great foliage and trees. And you'll see some pretty amazing animals like a Machi's tree kangaroo, extremely rare, cotton-top tamarins, Humboldt penguins, mm-hmm. Galapagos tortoises, camels, and all sorts of other great animals.
Way back in the day, John brought one of the turtles to a visitors promotion committee meeting.
I was there at that one.
You
I
were at
that
meeting, and I will tell you that the turtle was very excited to be in our office. I will tell you that much, and we won't go into any great detail with
okay,
that. But
that's
you remember
that's
that
a story for another time.
Yeah, Evan, what makes the zoo special? If you were on an elevator with somebody, you were at one of your national conferences, what would somebody say, or what would they ask you that makes the zoo so special? What would you answer that with?
We are maybe the best in the country mm-hmm. at getting those guest experiences, mm-hmm. those amazing opportunities to get nose to nose with a giraffe, to climb up in a tree with a monkey, to see a cheetah run, and just all of the experiences as you make your way around the zoo. They are at a different level. And we do it exceedingly well. And at the end of the day, It is about connecting guests to our mission, to our animals, wanting to help, wanting to tell people that they should want to save natural places. But it's also about connecting people to people. When you have those magical experiences, those create memories that last a lifetime. And that's what we're the best at.
You do a really good job of that. And I will tell you, having little kiddos that grew up at that zoo, and so many of us can tell those stories, it's great to go back with them during special events. So we'll transition to special events. You mentioned a couple earlier. I know when I go through with my family, our three kids and my wife, during Zoo Lights, we stop at every exhibit the kids remember as a small child.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. So let's talk special events. Your special events not only help fund the zoo, but they also go back to giving back to just providing great entertainment for the community.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the first one we got to talk about is Boo at the Zoo.
Of course.
Now, I went to Boo at the Zoo as a kid. Boo at the Zoo has existed for decades and decades. Mm-hmm. And that is just a great example of the zoo kind of giving back to the community and making this a great community to live in.
Right.
We'll have sometimes as many as 5,000 people come through in a night at Boo at the Zoo. And so it's really low cost trick-or-treating. It's great to see all the kids out there in the costumes.
Yeah.
So we used to say that was our biggest fundraiser of the year. But now we've got a variety of events. So in addition to Boo at the Zoo, we've got Brews at the Zoo. Mm-hmm. Very different. And that is a 21 and over event. But this year we've got 6 concerts. Bands will come in and play, and local breweries beer will be served. It's huge. We have over 1,000 people come to every concert. So
it's a good setting for it.
It is an amazing setting for it. If you haven't been out on our event green with our event tent and getting a brat or a burger or nachos, It is quite the venue, so I'm excited about Brews at the Zoo. Next one's actually just coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Wild Wednesdays for parents that work. And so that's actually how I really got my first real connection to the zoo, is I took, he's 18 now, he was 4 years old then. I took him every Wild Wednesday the summer before I started working.
Did you really?
So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that's an event near and dear to my heart and a lot of folks in Lincoln. And then Zoo Lights. And Zoo Lights, it used to be called North Pole Express.
Yep.
And we ran into some problems because we just didn't have the capacity to serve Lincoln. That event just would sell out instantly. And so the team said, okay, let's change the model and let's do a holiday lights event. And we started that in 2019, and it has just ballooned into one of the largest, or the largest event we have, one of the largest events in the state, I believe. So we had over 70,000 people come last year, and a national outfit ranked us as one of the top 100 holiday light shows in the country.
And you evolve every year. It seems like you're adding something new. Yes. I think you're going to run out of space eventually.
Eventually.
But you're doing such a good job of using every piece of property out there and lighting it up in some way. And people just absolutely are embracing Zoo Lights on an annual tradition for their entire family.
Yeah. Well, and you've seen it. So you know how artistic and beautiful it is. And the amazing thing is everything is done in-house.
Yeah.
It's our zoo here in Lincoln, Nebraska that does the design, the setup, the tear down. It's not some outfit from somewhere else in the country coming in. It is artwork made by Lincolnites.
And I've seen your fingers after you guys are done installing. I mean, your team out there does a great job installing all those lights, and just a lot of great local people helping out. So kudos to you for doing what you've done with Zoo Lights. So, you know, the thing, we know the zoo is growing. We know the zoo is evolving. You've done so much to grow the zoo. But let's kind of do into a quick segment here and talk about the zoo by numbers. It's a rapid-fire segment. We won't be as rapid-fire, so people kind of want them to just embrace the numbers we're going to throw at you. So some of the numbers you brought in today, when I challenged you with the zoo by the numbers, 6th fastest-growing zoo in the U.S., 400-plus animals call the zoo home. You do a lot for low-income families and free admission. What's that number?
Yeah,
like?
We have a program called CATS, Children at the Zoo, and we donate over $400,000 in free admission and memberships to low-income families in Lincoln.
That's tremendous. Yeah. 200 jobs each year, 380,000 people visited the zoo in 2024. Where do you guys rank as far as largest cultural attraction in the state of Nebraska.
We are the second largest, only behind the Omaha Henry Dorley Zoo. But yeah, I told you, I used to work at the Air and Space Museum, yeah. So I thought Air and Space Museum or Lorenzen Gardens or some of these other places. Mm-hmm. Nope, we're number two. We beat all those.
What other numbers you want people to know about?
Oh, I thought some of these are kind of fun. Our animals, we have a vet, full-time vet on site and vet technician. They last year had 543 prescriptions.
Oh my goodness.
Can you imagine?
It's a big lift taking care of a lot of animals.
107 animals got their x-rays.
Oh my gosh.
So we do a lot of preventative care for the animals.
Yeah.
We've got a great horticulture team.
Yeah.
1,489 trees, shrubs, flowers, and grasses planted. We rent out the zoo 98 times. In the month of June, almost every night we've got a zoo rental.
For private events.
Yep.
Okay, good.
And then that holiday lights, the zoo lights I talked about. Mm-hmm. Zoo lights powered by LES. We had over 70,000 people come. But the cool thing is we served over 28,000 cups of hot cocoa.
That's my favorite number.
I know. That's the 100%. Best, isn't it? But this next one's pretty good too. Almost 7,000 s'mores made. So, did you make a s'more when you came with the family?
Yeah, is that real Hershey's chocolate you're using too?
It is.
How many chocolate bars do we know?
No, that would be a good one.
That's a good one.
Next time.
Okay, all right.
Over 33% of every living Matchies tree kangaroo in captivity in the breeding programs owe its lineage to Lincoln Children's Zoo. We're the best in the world at breeding Matchies tree kangaroos.
That's just amazing. So. Amazing. Do a lot of school field trips there. There's a lot of other numbers we probably left out. As we close today, is there anything else you want people to know about the zoo as we put a wrap on things? Now, one thing I will point out, the parking thing's amazing. You can park in the parking lot south of A Street, traverse over via a crosswalk. You can be to the front gate of the zoo once you park your car, probably in less than 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Everything churns really nice. Ingress and egress is amazing. You continue to evolve. But what other things as we close would you like people to know about?
If you haven't been, come check us out. But when you're there, think about all those kind of magical moments and memories you get to create with the people that you go with. So, because that's really what we're about. So building a stronger community. So
yeah. And your social channels, give people a reminder of where you're at.
LincolnChildrenZoo.org. A lot of those events, they sell out fast. Go there to get tickets. Check out what we've got going on. And we're on Facebook and Instagram. So,
well, Evan, thanks for being here. I really appreciate the partnership. Evan is one of the people that make the place when it comes to tourism. So that's a wrap on yet another great opportunity to meet great people like Evan Killeen. Please join us at Visit Lincoln, our website, our social media handles, and I encourage all of you to get out and enjoy the many great people that make the place.